Burnside was now put at the head of the Northern Army, in place of General McClellan, whom Mr. Lincoln accused of being too slow. Lee placed his men on the heights above the river, on the south side, while Burnside's hosts were on Stafford Heights in the plains below. At daylight on December 13, 1862, the battle began and was fought bravely by both sides. But Burnside's men had little chance, since Lee's men from above poured the shot and shells so fast that they could not move forward. The noise of this battle was terrible, as there were 300 cannon roaring at once. I can't imagine that. Cook, a great writer, tells us that as Burnside's guns were fired directly at the town, the houses were soon on fire and a dense cloud of smoke hung over its roofs and steeples. Soon the red flames leaped up high above the smoke and the people were driven from their homes. Hundreds of women and children were seen wandering along the frozen roads, not knowing where to go. General Lee stood upon a ridge which is now called Lee's Hill and watched this painful scene. For a long time he stood silent, and then in his deep, grave voice said these words, which were the most bitter that he was ever known to utter. "These people delight to destroy the weak and those who can make no defense. It just suits them." When the day was done, Lee was again victor. In less than 6 months, Lee had fought four great battles, all victorious to his arms, except that of Sharpsburg, which was neither a victory nor defeat. The Southern army was now full of hope and courage. At the Battle of Fredericksburg, Lee had only 60,000 men, while Burnside's army numbered over 100,000. In this battle, Lee lost 5,000 men, while 12,000 of Burnside's men lay stark and cold upon the bloody field. Lee grieved over the loss of his brave men, and for the good people of Fredericksburg who had lost their homes by fire during the fight. He now waited day after day for Burnside to attack, but in vain. At length, Lee went into winter quarters in a tent at the edge of an old pine field near Fredericksburg, and began to get ready for fight when the spring came. It was at this time that among a number of fowls given to Lee was a fine hen which began the egg business before her head came off, and Bryan, Lee's servant, Lee's servant saved her for the egg which he found each day in the general's tent. Lee would leave the door of the tent open for the hen to go in and out. She roosted and rode in the wagon and was an eyewitness of the Battle of Chancellorsville. She was also at the Battle of Gettysburg, but when orders were given to fall back, the hen could not be found. At last they saw her perched on top of the wagon, ready to go back to her native state.